So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, well, the Phillies lost to the Giants out in San Francisco 3-1, so the Mets are back within a game of the Phils atop the NL East.
And was that the Phil Cuzzy game that I saw?
Yeah,
all these
five pitches.
I mean, missing calls all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Umpiring not great across the league. And the Mets are getting ready for a six-game road trip. It starts with three against the Orioles down at Camden Yards this evening. Clay Holmes and 26-year-old rookie Brandon Young, who's 0-3 with an ERA just north of 7. That's another something's got to give spot. 6:35 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. So yesterday, I didn't play this Francisco Lindor cut from post-game Sunday because I saw it in the system and I didn't really think much of it. Here's what he had to say.
If we want to accomplish what we're trying to play for, which is a championship, you have to play well on the road. You can't just win at the house. It's great, but you have to win games on the road, and everybody here understands that.
He's right. So, okay, they're going off on a six-game road trip before the All-Star break, which kind of makes sense. Now, little did I know about the home road splits for the Mets so far this season, 19-25 away from Citi Field. Yeah. 33-14 at home.
This has been going on since the first week of the season.
Yes, but apparently down the turnpike at WIP in Philadelphia, our old friend Spike Eskin has kind of honed in on this particular stat.
I was doing some a statistical deep dive on the Mets.
Looking at the standings.
I'm not saying that they're cheating. But there's something fishy going on this year with the Mets. So the Mets this year, again, I'm not saying that they're cheating. I'm just saying that maybe somebody should take a look into what's going on.
And he's referencing the difference in home road record. Now, if you throw 2020 out the window, which most of us do, COVID-shortened season, obviously, the Mets have been at least a few games above 500 at home, dating back to 2019, including a 54-27 mark in 2022, en route to winning 101 games overall. Yet there was Spike giving examples of years where the Mets had a better record on the road than at home, and then he started comparing this year's numbers to some other anomalies, including in Minnesota, when they used to play indoors with the roof, and apparently were piping in noise, and in Colorado, where we know things are strange at Coors Field.
So I ask you, I could figure out Minnesota, I can figure out Colorado, there's a Cubs one mixed in there as well. You just have to ask yourself, in this era of baseball cheating, and again, I'm not saying the Mets are cheating.
Sure.
I'm just saying that maybe somebody should take a look.
Reminds me of Talladega Nights and Ricky Bobby's, and I was, or maybe it was Cal, his partner there. And I'm saying, with all due respect, and then it makes it seem like you say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Here's all you need to know. When the Mets are good, they win a bunch of games at home. When they stink, they don't. Right?
Correct. Yeah, I don't like he says, I'm not saying they're, yes, you're saying they're cheating.
You're a loser.
Isn't that also what Evan did with the Braves? Remember that last year?
Yes.
Was something
was it
about the home run hitters.
Wasn't it with Tampa? He did something
was it,
with
maybe
the Rays.
It was Tampa.
Yeah.
Where they were hitting all the home runs at home, but not on the road.
Yeah. There might have been one player in particular.
Oh, yeah. Evan called them cheaters, and the one dude on the Tampa Rays was commented about him.
But I think he did it in the
called
same way.
Called him a loser.
I'm not saying they're cheating, but something doesn't look right.
This is Spike Eskin, this skinny vegan hipster.
Yeah, focus on vegan food instead of our Mets.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. The Phillies are 14 games over 500 at home and a 500 team on the road. Yeah.
Interesting.
That different.
No, I mean, the Mets are atrocious on the road.
They're six under. 500
the Rays are three games over at home. Well, they're actually pretty good on the road. That's not a good example.
But I'm saying the Phillies are 500 on the road. The Mets are 19-25. It's not like
no,
out
it's not
of
that
the stratosphere.
Crazy. The Blue Jays, 16 games over at home, under 500 on the road. Yeah. I mean, there's examples of this all over the place.
Yeah.
How about, there's one more I saw. The Braves, 24-22 at home, 15-28 on the road. Are they cheating to stay above 500 at home?
Yeah, I'm sure it's to get us in a lather, which obviously
it's to
we're
get us to
we're
talk
doing.
About
sure.
them.
But the whole, well, they've had years where they were better on the road than at home. Well, yeah, probably in years where they suck.
Every season's different.
At one point, Spike goes, talking about Minnesota when they played in that parachute dome thing. He goes, oh, they're pumping in noise and wind.
And wind.
They were not pumping in wind.
Only when the only in certain scenarios.
Blowing
where
in the top half of the innings and blowing out the bottom half.
They're pumping in wind.
All right, now that aside.
By the way, how much do you think, if you want it, the Mets should take over Camden Yards tonight? and make it a home field.
Sure.
If you want to sit, I love doing this from time to time. If you want to sit lower level, baseline, not outfield, lower level baseline between, let's say, first base and maybe 5-10 feet into the outfield. What do you think?
What row?
Oh, details.
Oh, I'm just,
I'm putting you, you in the said, first level.
Okay. $50.
I'll give you row 18. Oh, how about, yeah, row 18.
18?
Yeah.
$35.
60, well, 64. It's not that. Okay. Not that cheap. But it's pretty good, though. Well, it's probably, lower level.
You got a New York team coming in. Like, Fleegs, I think, is going down to... Fliegelman's well, going
that's
down
why,
to see.
And that's why I'm saying the Met fans should be taking this place over tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of tickets
based
available.
On what you just told me on that price, I would think that they're going to.
Yes.
Because I would think for playing another run-of-the-mill team, that the cost of that seat...
be half.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree.
Mets likely have a decision looming, even if Starling Marte is going to go on the IL because Jesse Winker gets set to make his return. So maybe that's the move in the short term, but... they've got this quartet of youngins that you don't really know what to do with them. Beatty, Acuna, Mauricio, and Vientos.
Yeah, I know.
So who stays, who goes down, who perhaps gets traded between now and the deadline?
Don't trade. I like these guys.
I know, but they've got a glut of guys for, what, two spots? And it's like...
well, you got at some point, they're going to have to make a decision on Beatty or Vientos as their third baseman.
And Vientos, since coming off the IL, has
you
not
you also have to figure
good.
Out what you're doing with Alonso next year, because first base could be an option for Vientos. Not that he's been great this year, but that could be an option.
He's Mauricio, out of options, by the way.
Mauricio Vientos. Is fan. No. I mean, in terms of options.
No, I know.
Where
I'm just
play.
Bringing up in this conversation. It's not like, hey, we'll just send him back to Syracuse.
And Acuna, to me, he was... I know we talk about OMG and all that crap last year. Acuna was... he was a spark plug in September and October at times.
I would agree.
So, I don't know.
We'll see.
So, you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.